ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House Communications Director says the Nobel Committee placed politics over peace by not awarding the Nobel Peace Prize to President Trump. It went to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado. The first phase of the peace deal in Gaza is underway as Israeli forces have withdrawn to areas specified in the White House agreement. The clock, meanwhile, ticking on a 72-hour window for Hamas to release all hostages. ABC National Security and Intelligence Analyst Mick Mulroy says,
this is a very difficult time, but obviously a very good time for the families of these hostages and Israel and the people of Gaza, which will see a substantial increase in humanitarian assistance.
National Guard troops on patrol in Memphis, the latest city where President Trump's deployed troops, but no troops in Illinois after a federal judge granted an order restraining troops from the state. The government shutdown continues and looks set to stretch into next week. This is ABC News. A Texas death row inmate avoided the needle for the third time since his 2003 conviction. His execution's been paused just days before it was to be carried out.
Robert Roberson was convicted in 2003 of killing his own two-year-old daughter, Nikki, by violently shaking her. In the years since, shaken baby syndrome has been widely criticized as junk science. With the ruling by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals,
we have won a battle, but we have certainly not won the war.
Gretchen Sween is Roberson's attorney.
Robert lives to fight another day.
She wants to present evidence to a jury showing that Nikki died of pneumonia, not physical abuse. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Chocolate isn't cheap this Halloween. Wells Fargo's Agri-Food Institute reporting that cocoa costs have more than doubled since early 2024, due in part to severe supply disruptions in West Africa and tariffs. Analysts recommend shopping for treats with less cocoa and considering generic alternatives. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A new park in Neshwabinon honors a lifelong Brown County resident and his decades of community service. Local officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week to celebrate the grand opening of the Jerome Van Sistine Park, just off Oneida Street near Sammy's Pizza. After 25 years as a construction foreman, Van Sistine's family members say it was his involvement in a local zoning issue that kick-started a long political career. Van Sistine served as Neshwabinon Town Supervisor, then Brown County Supervisor, before representing the 30th District in the State Senate for 16 years, then returning to Neshwabinon as a trustee. Jerry Van Sistine died in 2015 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. He was 88 years old. Well, around here, we all know why Northeast Wisconsin's pretty cool. But now we're getting props from the rest of the state, too. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest are companies from right here in our area. They are, in no particular order, Carbless, zero-carb, no-sugar canned cocktail produced in Plymouth, Sargento, Natural American Sliced Cheese produced in Plymouth as well, Cruisers Yachts 38 VTR line of powerboats produced in Oconto, and 1,000 Island Airboats, Search and Rescue 1,000 Island Airboat produced in Marion. Put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, officials say the annual contest is a fun way to shine a spotlight on our state's $73 billion manufacturing industry. The contest started last month with nearly 150 nominees that were then whittled down to the top eight, half of those being right here in Northeast Wisconsin. The winner will be announced October 23rd. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddie Peralta surrendered a three-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. First inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is, obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game, nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heavy showers out there. Indian skies turning mostly sunny for this afternoon. The northwest wind develops and look for some gusts up over 25. Highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, mid-40s. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, lower 60s. Right now, it's 58.
Local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 in WGBW. I may be the only house on the block that does not have pumpkins out front. Now I'm starting to get a complex, but a very cute pumpkin painting event for the whole family. That's coming up.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one horse apparition divided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Thank you. 97.9 WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. The way it seemed, disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah.
love on local news and timeless hits. Thanks for spending your Friday with me, Laura McKenna, on 97.9 WGBW. And if you want to paint some pumpkins with your kids, definitely check out the pumpkin painting event at the DePere branch of the Brown County Library. That's going to be tomorrow from 2 until 3. And the library has so many great events, whether it's for little ones or the teens or even adults. Check out the full lineup. All the library branches have great stuff. If you haven't been to the library recently, go to browncountylibrary.org and you can check out the pumpkin painting event tomorrow and so much more.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aqua Via Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a runaround sewer. Run around to a play-da-da. Hey, hey, yeah, keep away from this girl. Hey, hey.
or she goes out with other guys. She's the moral and a story from that guy who knows her. I fell in love and my love still grows. Ask any fool like she ever knew to say, I'll keep away from a run around Sue. Yeah.
I keep away from a run around Sue with local news and timeless hits. Let's get you right into our WGBW newsroom. It's like you're sitting right in there with our reporters. Coming up next on 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Sugar, you are my candy girl.
the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If rural roads are on your route, keep alert. It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more tractors and farm equipment on the roads. Along with keeping an eye out for slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. Remind your local government officials that now's the time to apply for ARIP. That's the Agricultural Roads Improvement Plan. The application period opened this week. There's $150 million in grant funds for the program in the state budget, so help our local farmers out. Let your voice be heard to help them get better roads and give them space on those roads as they work to get the food they produce to our tables. And speaking of that food, cranberry season is underway in Wisconsin. While the crop's smaller, the state still leads the nation in production. Growers are expecting about 5.3 million barrels this year. That's down from last year's 6 million. Grant Holly, who leads the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, says research is now focused on helping cranberry plants handle rising temperatures and humidity. He says a warmer climate could invite more pests north, but so far crops are holding steady, and Wisconsin isn't giving up its cranberry crown anytime soon. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heavy showers out there. Indian skies turning mostly sunny for this afternoon. A northwest wind develops and look for some gusts up over 25. Highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, mid-40s. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, lower 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sailing New Orleans, I was down and out. It looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and he traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. His head. I heard someone ask him, please,
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. If you ever wonder who sings a song I can't remember, just go to our website at WGBW.fm. Artist and title on demand.
And that she should tell you to come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, no. I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm,
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. You may have heard it through the grapevine that we are sending somebody to the November 23rd Minnesota and Green Bay game to sit in club-level indoor seats. You heard right. Our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text-to-win contest grand prize winner was Dennis. And you could be our next winner. You never know when prizes are going to be dished out on that Civic Media app, so keep it handy.
We'll
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. There is a lot of confusion about the government shutdown. Like, what is still running? What is postponed? Let me rest assured and tell you this. If you filed an extension on your taxes back in April, of course, most people get their taxes in by the deadline in April. But if you filed an extension, you had until October 15th. Deadline is coming up, but you might be thinking, well, government shutdown, I get a little bit extra time. No, you don't. They're going to make sure that if you owe taxes, you're going to need to get them in by the 15th. The IRS is considered quote unquote essential. So that part is not really in shutdown mode. As far as if you're filing and paying online, yeah, they're making sure that is running smooth and they will take your money for sure if you owe some taxes. Now, there might be a slight delay in paper filings, but yeah, you're not going to get another break. Sorry.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
97.9 FM. Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't
News and timeless hits. Some of those songs, just when we say timeless hits, we're talking about the Righteous Brothers, but also we're talking about Three Dog Night. They're just all good. It's 97.9 WGBW.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
News, timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
Walk. as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 10 of the government shutdown, and House Speaker Mike Johnson's putting the blame on Democrats for the ripple effects.
Today marks the first day federal workers across America will receive a partial paycheck thanks to Democrats' obstruction to the system here.
But Democrats are blaming Republicans for refusing to negotiate. Phase one of the White House peace proposals underway in Gaza. That means Hamas is in a 72-hour window to return all hostages. Israeli forces have withdrawn to lines specified in an agreement. President Trump on social media said he's not happy with what he called China's trade hostility and threatened steeper tariffs against China. He also said he sees no reason to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping as scheduled next month. Multiple sources tell ABC News that Attorney General Pam Bondi and other senior leadership of the Justice Department was caught off guard by the indictment of New York Attorney General Letitia James. This is ABC News. Authorities in Baltimore are looking for a murder suspect.